Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Booms Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
Come as you are. you think about this, lifting up the holy name of an almighty God. Let's stand and do that this morning. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save.
Church this morning as we worship you. Lord, may we worship you and give gifts as well, Father. Lord, that your kingdom be expanded, that your will be done. Lord, that walls be torn down. Father, that the gospel be preached. Lord, that you would be pleased and praised. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to come in the presence of your glory to worship you in church this morning. Now, Lord, I pray that you bless this offering, bless the giver and the gift. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to our Bibles this morning. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6. Just one verse to start with. Preaching today on good father. Good father. Listen to the words of Solomon. Wisdom speaks. Chapter 17 of Proverbs, he said, children's children. Hey, that's grandchildren. That's good, isn't it? How many grandparents? Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. I'm glad to be able to preach this message this morning, because I had a good father. He wasn't saved for many, many years, but in 1955, he got saved, and I've got his certificate of baptism here that my sister gave me. That was rather cold. I'm sure it was the 6th day of November down in Saddlehole, Parks Creek. Anybody know where Enid Baptist Church is? Right there under the bridge. I well remember that. Thank God for good fathers. There's a crisis of leadership today. We need leaders at home, we need leaders at church, we need leaders in our country, we need leaders in government, we need leaders, we need fathers. Stand up and be counted for God. You know, father figure is very important in the world. And I got some facts here from Baptist Press. It says that mother is first to follow Christ. 17% of families will follow. 17%. But if dad is first to follow Christ in a home, 77% of families will follow. See the importance. See what I'm talking about this morning. Good father. Good father. Now, I remember Clint Merritt, something he said one time. He said that there was three little boys out talking about their fathers, and one of them said, my father knows the mayor, the city. And the other, second one said, my father, he knows the governor of the state. That's nothing. And so the third one said, let me tell you, said, my father knows God. And that's the most important, knowing God.
Amen.
Knowing God. And that's what we're talking about today. Let me say that, first of all, a good father knows Christ. The good father knows Christ.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about just knowing about him, but I'm talking about a relationship with the Lord. How well do we know the Lord today, Father? Paul, the apostle, he said in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him that I may know him. Now, Paul had already had his Damascus Road experience way back before he wrote that. But he was saying, I want to know him better. I want to know the Lord better. Do we have that desire in our heart today? The most intimate, personal relationship with Christ. I want to know Jesus. Listen to what the book of Jeremiah says, chapter 9, verses 23 to 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord. So a good father knows Christ. Now let me say that a person can be a good father and not be a Christian. That may shock you. But I'm talking about knowing Christ better and being a better father when you become a Christian.
Amen.
I can tell a definite difference in my father. When he got saved, the fruit was there. I can see the evidence of repentance. So we're talking about just walking with the Lord, doing better. Listen to the Bible, Colossians 1 and verse 10. Paul, again, is speaking here. He quoted Colossians 3:10 a while ago. But in Colossians 1:10, it says, Paul says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. I want to know him better, don't you? I want to learn more. There's just no stopping place in being a Christian. Never outgrow your need for knowing more about Jesus, having greater knowledge of him. Isaiah 4:6 says, my people, Hosea speaking, he said, have lost. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. For the lack of knowledge. And then in chapter 6, verse 3 of Hosea, he said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. So a good father knows Christ.
Amen.
Knows Christ. Then, secondly, good fathers follow Christ. Good fathers follow Christ. Talk about baptism there a moment ago. In obedience to the command of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ upon your profession of faith in him, I baptize you, my Father, my mother, whoever it is, brother and sister, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So good fathers follow Christ. Not only do they know Christ, but they follow him. Fortunate is the family that has a father that follows the Lord. Yeah. You can give things to your kids. You can give them a bundle of money that they can take and fight over, swallow over. You can give them property that you could go to court and try to fight, get in court and argue. But a good name, listen, here's what a father needs to leave. A good memory. A good memory is, you know, greater than riches, the Bible says. A good name, a memory of a life committed to the things of God. Can we say, wherever he leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ wherever. Because I'll follow my Christ. The good father follows Christ. And I want to follow him, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I want to know Christ better. And I want to follow Christ. I want to follow him. But then thirdly, a good father is obedient. Obedient to his heavenly Father. Obedience is what we need today. Charles Stanley's fond of saying, obey the Lord and leave the consequences to God. The Bible says that first of all, a good father is obedient to his heavenly Father in that he delights in the Lord's commandments. He delights in the Lord's commandments. Proverbs and Psalms 1:12, we find these words, verse 1. Psalms 1:12, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. A good father is obedient to the Heavenly Father. How do we do that? Make much of God's second greatest gift, the Bible. Now, Jesus, Son of God, is the best gift. He's the first gift. Second, it's His Word, what He says. So that's the good Father, the lights of the Lord's commandments. And then he does His commandments. Not only do you delight in them, but do those commandments. The Bible says in Revelation 22:14, blessed are they that do His commandments. Blessed are they that do, not only delight, but do the commandments of the Lord. I had a revival over at Vorbank. Kingsport, David Frazier was a pastor. I went back the second revival, I don't know. I guess he was hard up for a preacher or something. But anyway, the first night of that first meeting that we had, he and I, the pastor and I, went out and visited in the community. And the first visit we made was to a man by the name of Fred Kimberly. Fred Kimberly. And he had a good family. And he got saved that night. He came on to church and got saved in the very first service of the revival meeting. And did you know when this father followed the Lord, his family came along. His wife got saved. His children got saved. And the Bible says the generation of the upright will be blessed when we take the lead, when we follow Christ, when we know Christ.
Amen.
And it's easier for the family to follow, isn't it? So we need leadership. We need fathers. I'm glad for you today. I'm glad for you men that stood a moment ago. A good father knows Christ, follows Christ. And a good father is obedient. And then a good father loves the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
David said in Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yeah. We ought to say that every time we come. It's good
Amen.
To be here. I'm glad that I was able to come. I'm glad that I'm the land of the living. I'm glad I've got the presence of mind enough to enjoy Amen. The services. I'm so glad that I can be here today. Oh, it's Amen. So good. It's so good to be here. And we ought to say that every time that we gather together. A good father loves the house of God. I remember Elsie Little, that's our preschool director at Skyline High School. She sang with the children a little song. I like to go to church. I like to go to church. I like the happy songs, they sang. I like to go to church. That ought to be our song when we come to the house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's good. It's good to be here. How important it is for a father to attend church. Now, I want to give you something here that shows the importance of taking the lead of a father, of stepping out and doing the right thing, because it affects those that come after us. You need to think of generational. What could happen if we don't assume the right leadership? In 2 Chronicles, we'll be here for a while. We're going to turn to 2 Chronicles 26. 2 Chronicles, not Corinthians, 2 Chronicles, the Old Testament, chapter 26. And look at verse 1. Again, 2 Chronicles. We need this. We need to look at that. Chapter 26. 2 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 26. All the people of Judah took Uzzah, who was 16 years old, that is, he became the king of Judah at that early age, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. Now, down to verse 5. Verse 5, same chapter. And he sought God, he's talking about Uzziah. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, that's a good lesson for us. But then we find also verse 16, drop down to verse 16, that same 2 Chronicles
chapter 26. But when, still talking about the Messiah now, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. And he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense under the altar of incense. Now, what was wrong with that? Verse 18 tells us about that. And they withstood Uzziah, the king, and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests. You notice the priests were the ones that was to burn incense and make an altar. It says here, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, they're consecrated to burn incense. And of course, verse 23 says, Uzziah slept with his father. You can't disobey God without consequences. But it's not just you, it's passed on down here. Chapter 27, let's look at that. Chapter 27 and verse 1. And Joseph was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Then verse 2. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. But listen to this. However, he entered not into the temple of the Lord. Had a church fuss there in chapter 26. Uzziah, grandfather. But then on down here is his son, Joseph. And he said, I'm not going to go to church. He quit going to church. Is it important to go to the house of God?
Yes
it is. Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves in a manner of some evil. And so he did that which was right. However, he entered not into the temple of the Lord. But go to chapter 28. Look at Uzziah, we look at Joseph. Then let's go to chapter 28. Verse 1, chapter 28. Verse 1. Ahaz was 12 years old. This is grandson. Grandfather, Uzziah, the son, Joseph, but here's the grandson. And Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, but he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Verse 3. Well, let's look at verse 2. Okay. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images of Baal, false God. Moreover, this is the grandson now, moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of Hinnom and burnt his children in the fire. How terrible. After the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. Verse 5. Wherefore the Lord God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, and they smote him. Last part of verse 5 says, who smote him with a great slaughter. Do you see the progression there? Does it pay to serve Jesus?
Amen.
Yes, it pays every day. It pays every step of the way.
Amen.
And we see evidence here. We see a prime example of going away from the Lord. We better stay in fellowship with God, folks. Don't say it just affects us. It could affect those that come after us. You know, it says, John the Baptist said, there's one that comes after me. And we leave a legacy. So it's important that we love the house of God, that we love God's church. He built it. He established the church. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell could not prevail against it. So I'm like Elsa Little. I like to go to church. I like to go to church because, you know, children are kind of like video cameras, you know, just looking around, seeing what we do. Be careful. Be careful. A good father loves the house of God. And then a good father prays. A good father prays. How important that is for us men and all of us, ladies and all, that we pray. And get things from God, get results from God. We need to pray for our family. We need to pray for our church. We need to pray for the lost. We need to pray for those in our family that are hurting, our church family. Like a long list that we've got in our bulletin. My, how we need to pray for the Page. We need to pray for Gil. We need to pray for Tim. We're going to have eye surgery, please. We haven't had that yet. Well, it's gone. All right. Pray for Brother Bud. Pray for Juanita Polita. I see he's in the hospital. Pray for Nancy Hollis. Janet Rogers is still not doing well. Jimmy Rogers, the pastor, and his wife Geraldine. We appreciate our prayer. They're counting on our prayer. So a good Father, pray. A good Father, pray. Also, on the close, we're talking about the importance of praying for children. Billy Graham, maybe you've heard him say this, but when his girls were just small, he took them out through the woods over there in North Carolina. And he said, let's stop here a moment and pray. We're going to pray that God will give you all, you know, good husbands. And they said, oh, Daddy. Yes, we're going to pray. And they said, they prayed right there. God gave those women, those daughters, good husbands. And so, most of all, we need to love our Heavenly Father. You know, I thought Ace was going to get into my sermon.
Amen.
But we're going to have to wait tonight for that. There'll be a good, I think. At least God sent. Okay, I want to read this closing. And then we'll go to the restroom. We'll go home. We'll go somewhere after this. There's three men. You may have heard of Phillips, Craig, and Dean singing. Have I heard that? They're preachers of all things. And they do their concerts on Thursday night. And then they go to church, to their church pastor on Sunday. And they've got a song that I think is appropriate for Father's Day. The title is, I Want to Be Just Like You. I want to be just like you. But listen to the message here. In the song, it says, he climbs in my lap. They're talking about a little boy. Climbs in his lap for a good night hug. He calls me Dad. I call him Bud. With his faded old pillow and a bear named Pooh, he snuggles up close and says, I want to be like you. I tuck him in bed and I kiss him goodnight, tripping over the toys as I turn out the lights. And I whisper a prayer that someday you'll see he's got a Father in God because he sees Jesus in me. Lord, I want to be just like you because he wants to be just like me. I want to be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can read. To be just like you because he wants to be like me. Got to admit, I've gone so far, I've got so far to go. Don't we all feel that way, guys? Got to admit, I've got so far to go. Make so many mistakes, I'm sure that you know. Sometimes it seems, no matter how hard I try, with all the pressures in life, I just can't get it all right. But I'm trying so hard to learn from the best. Being patient, kind, filled with your tenderness, because I know that he'll learn from the things that he sees. Jesus, he finds, will be Jesus to me. Right now, from where we stand, I see, I may seem mighty tall, but only because I'm learning from the best Father, the Mom, our Heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Let's prepare an invitation.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's just simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And C, confess Him as your Savior. And you can pray a prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need You. And You died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust You, I do trust You, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on the website, boomscreekbaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.